following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to this... Ready, action. Welcome to this installment of whatever we want to call it, because it's the Wilson time together. And this is my friend Jesse and Shaddy, who have joined us. You might know them from worship and admin pastor as their titles. But we wanted to talk about the fact that we just got away this last weekend for a couple days as a pastoral staff. Mm-hmm. And we had a great time together. Highlight of the time away, Jesse?
Whew. Wow. I think basketball.
Basketball's
no,
great.
No, I'm kidding.
No, I think it was Shaddy on the ground laughing.
I don't know what you're talking about. That never happened.
Rolling laughing. Or Chase's tears of laughter.
Yeah, tears of laughter. Yeah. I think the most enjoyable part for me, there was lots of good planning that went on. We had food. We did all these things, even time away with the Lord. But what I really enjoyed was just kind of getting to know you guys.
Yep.
I'm new. I know you're also kind of new. And just to be able to sit with all these guys, Pastor Bill and David and Chase and you, obviously, and just to get away and kind of hang out and bond. Do men do that? Do we bond?
We bond.
We're bonded.
We bonded.
We bonded.
Over spicy Uno.
Over Uno.
Over spicy Uno.
Just hanging out. It was so much fun. It was, like, refreshing, really.
Yeah. We went to Thousand Pines, which just props to them. They do such a great job with – we take our junior high and high school there, and they do such a good job with hospitality and just preparing and making sure everything's good. Shaddy, favorite part of the moment?
Part of the moment.
Spicy Uno was pretty great.
Spicy
Uno. So
yeah.
I got it.
Yeah.
At first, I went in and thinking it was a food.
Yeah.
It wasn't a food. It was, pretty good card game.
It was a game.
It's a lot of fun. Yeah. It was pretty good.
Pretty good time.
One of the things I really enjoyed was getting to see the different characteristics of the guys on our staff and what they bring to the table. And we did, like Jesse said, we did a lot of planning and talking about the future of Refuge and what it should look like and what it could look like. And Lord, what would you have it look like? And you just have so many different really good gift mixes with the guys on staff. Another encouraging thing for me was we each, well, I guess you and I didn't do a Devo. Jesse led worship. I did nothing. I actually did nothing.
You planned the entire thing.
But Shaddy and Dave and Chase and Bill, Pastor Bill, did a Devo. And it was so cool just to see the Lord kind of instruct and guide our guys on this retreat through their Devos. The one that stands out to me was yours, Shaddy. Actually, they all stood out to me. Love them all. But Shaddy talked about wisdom. And how important wisdom is and seeking after the Lord and wisdom. And maybe just a brief picture.
So when Solomon asks for wisdom, the literal translation of that is he's asking for a hearing heart. So all he wants to do is hear the Lord speak. And we see a lot of that in the Bible where, you know, somebody like Jonathan who's young and, I'm sorry, Joshua, not Jonathan.
Joshua,
Joshua young and kind of weak and these big shoes to fill after Moses dies. And the whole time we see the Lord spoke to Joshua, and so Joshua did what the Lord said. And it's just over and over, and that's wisdom, right? The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. And so that was the real nugget that I held on to. And we need to be close to the Lord. We need to hear his voice and just simply obey what he says to do. And we come out looking like geniuses. So.
And I think one of the great things about that is we talked about wisdom, and the thing that resonated with me is that we have a fairly young pastoral staff. And especially as we see Pastor Allen, he's retiring here and leaving us and moving on. And one of the things that we want as the church moves forward is that wisdom. And I think why it resonated so much with me as Shaddy was sharing that is that we really, as a pastoral staff, have to position ourselves in seeking after the Lord's wisdom and after his heart, as Shaddy said, and our proximity to him needs to be always tight because as we grow and mature, like Pastor Allen did and Pastor Bill has done, like we need that wisdom from above that comes from the Lord. Favorite
What was your favorite memory?
I like the basketball. Definitely like Spicy Uno. Came home and played it with my family.
The church is going to need to know what Spicy Uno is.
Right.
Wednesday on Spicy Uno.
We'll have to do that next Man, it was just the time together, I think, with the guys.
Yeah.
And like you said, building that camaraderie and building trust with each other and seeing each other's gifts at work and saying, and I think Bill came away with this and kind of shared it. It's like, man, we are in a good place. Yeah. I feel like we are with the people that God has brought. And we're talking about the pastoral staff, but I feel like our office staff,
yep.
I feel like Nikki, our children's ministry director, I think we've got all these great pieces that God has brought together. So I think I walk away with like, God, you're so good. And you really do work beyond our understanding.
Like, thank goodness.
Yeah. Like you bring people who fit in those places at just the right time. And I think that's what stood out to me more than anything else.
That's awesome.
It's so cool to be able to serve the Lord with you guys. Like just to have that camaraderie, the fellowship, the accountability. That's a word, right?
Yeah,
accountability.
Yes. See, you keep me accountable. But yeah, it's... I took away the fact that, you know, three things. One, there's that fellowship, you know, it's cool. And, you know, Jesse, you even said something that really touched me. You're like, we could be honest around each other. You know, there's no judgment. There's no, holier than thou or anything like that. We're all, you know, broken people saved by grace. And so that was cool. Then there's the heart of planning, and you know we genuinely want to seek the Lord moving forward. We don't want to do anything because it's the right thing to do in our mind or it's what the world expects. We want the Lord to lead us. And then the third thing was the Devo, you know, the time where we got to get away with the Lord and, you know, waking up early in the morning and seeing, you know, Dave just out there for an hour, you know, just studying his Bible and going over it. It was really encouraging. So huge blessing.
Well, Refuge, we are very glad to be able to do, I mean, I think every day we have devotion time with our staff or prayer time with our staff. And we're always like, we get to do this. This
can't believe it.
We can't believe it. This is, we're the luckiest people on the face of the planet. And we love the body here at Refuge. We love each and every person. It is such, we have such a healthy family here at Refuge. And so we pray over you guys, love you guys, and wanted to kind of give you a little peek into the time away that we had. And we hope it just overflows to the body, right? That's the key, is that we're called to shepherd and to steward well the body of Christ here in Huntington Beach at Refuge. And we love you. And we hope, again, that it just overflows to you all.
Yeah.
And on behalf of Jesse and Shaddy and myself, we say goodbye.
Farewell.
Or farewell. That works too.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495.
Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't want to be a prisoner no more. Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day that life begins. Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't want to be a prisoner no more.
No more.
The door that holds me in. This is the day.